people, each one would feel that he is paying particular attention to that particular one. That was one thing.
I can give an example of Baba's indifference. For a while when Baba was staying at Guru Prasad, I and Naja, Baba's cousin, were staying at Erich's family's house, in Bindra house in Pune. And Baba was very fond of Erich's mother and all. He used to come very often to the house to see him for a little while. So Naja and I would be there also. So one day Baba came, he embraced everybody. And when he came near me, he walked past me. I thought I was non-existent. And I thought, oh, what have I done? You see, I couldn't think of anything I'd done at this space bar, just as if I wasn't there. So I felt very much that I couldn't imagine why Baba was doing that. Then Baba left the house. After some time, another day, he came again to the Bindra house. He again embraced everybody. Again, when he came near me, he just went by as if I was non-existent. And I really felt very bad at him. I was doing this all the time. And I couldn't think of anything that I had done that would displease him, that's it. So I said, okay, but I've got to live with this. So I have to work out, why is Baba doing this? Then I came up with a solution that the more Baba ignored me, the more conscious Baba was in my presence. Because, I mean, Baba would have to make himself ignore me to, you know, make me feel like that. So as long as Baba was conscious of my presence, then I didn't mind anymore. I felt quite happy. But up to that time, I really felt too bad in thinking that, I mean, I displeased Baba in some way. But Baba was just, as Erich was saying, the more he ignored me, the more I was, you know, reaching out to Baba, what is this, what have I done, I must please him in some way. But when I felt that Baba actually had to, you know, make the effort to ignore me, that it made him conscious of my presence, even I didn't mind that. And I told Anna Babala about it, you know, Roja?
No. Yes, tell that.
She wrote a devotion with her husband from Pakistan. They love Baba very much. And it happened that this time in the Monday's hall there in Guru Prasad, Baba gave a lot of attention to Adi, her husband, and ignored Rhoda completely, just like me, who's non-existent. She was feeling it very much. So one day, she came to Bindra House, and she was telling me about, I don't know why. Baba just ignores me. Of course I'm happy that he gives Adi so much attention, but he just doesn't even think I'm there or notice that I'm there, and I feel it very much. So then I said, well, I'll give you my experience of that for what it's worth. So I told her what Baba had done with me. Oh, she said, I'm so glad you told me. So now I won't mind how much Baba ignores me. And after that, I mean, she was quite happy there in Guru Prasad, and then Baba didn't. From that time on, later then, Baba didn't ignore her.
But once you know the secret, then of course the game is lost.
Yes.
No, but exceptionally very loving. That's how I came to know who he is. No amount of his telling that he is the ancient one or he is the God-man or my being by his side or anything of the sort never drove in this, what you call, conviction that he is what he says. So anybody can say anything, you see. But only through these attributes which I found shining out of him, reflected of him, you see, they are the attributes of the one who is in the beyond, you see. Not any ordinary human being or extraordinary human being or somebody great or a great leader or anything of the sort that could give out these, his love, his compassion, his charities, his silence in doing all these things, you see, was so tremendous, was so much infinite, you see, that no ordinary human being or any individual being could give that out. His love could go, anybody's love can go to a certain extent, you see. Anybody's love, any extraordinary man's love could go to reach to a certain extent, but his was beyond. That made my mind accept the fact that he is that. because he has the, he possesses the attributes of the God. He was not only silent of his speech, his silence was also of his acts. You see. About conviction and faith, did I tell you that story about that? It's a very interesting story, very interesting and touching episode. At the close ones in the early 20s, didn't I tell you that? Last week? You all were here last week? Mm-hmm. Maybe. It might be last month, who knows. So what happened is that I'm telling you of this incident which gives, which defines perfectly the difference between conviction and faith. You follow? You get it? No, you haven't heard that. You all should know this. Record this. This is very important. So it is in the early 20s, it so happened, when Baba had come to Mehrabad and settled there with, before going to Toka. So one day, we of course, Baba and his men, you see, were engaged in a different type of yoga, as he used to call, you know. You know what yoga? Somebody came there when Baba came and the followers were there and they were all busy, you see, and Baba had asked them to renovate all the old barracks that were the military barracks, and they used to labor like any ordinary laborer over there. So some yogi comes at that time in the early 20s and he watches Baba working there with and his men there. So he introduces himself to Baba, saying that he is yogi of this district and all that. And so Baba says, very happy to see you. Baba was talking at the time in Marathi, must have said, and all that. So then he says, may I know what type of yoga you teach your disciples? He says, sure, I teach them Gamela yoga. Gamela means steel buckets, you know, that carry mud. You know, anything when the building is dilapidated and you want to tear it down, then all the debris is to be thrown somewhere, and cement and mortar and all to be brought in. You know, here in India they carry it in these steel bucket, basins, pans. So that's known as Gamela. He says, I teach my men Gamela yoga. So that was the time, you see, when there was, people had come to know of Baba, that some saintly personage has come over here around and all that. So, and it was summertime, so one farmer comes there, imploring him to help him. Farmer had come from a long distance, from a different village. So he comes there and says, we have heard that you have come, and your presence over here is a blessing to us all. Please bless me, because I have put in the last farthing in digging a well in my farm, and I have no more money now, and I have nothing. I have even mortgaged the farm. Now I have nothing left, and the water is not there. Please bless me with water. Do something for me. Otherwise we are all ruined, already ruined, and if there's no water, it means nothing. Nothing left of us. So Baba, of course, said to him, try your level best to go 5 more feet. Dig there in the same well, 5 more feet. And the man left with great joy that, well, 5 feet I can dig myself, you see. I need not employ any laborer or anything. I can do that now. So he went. No sooner the man left, here he blesses a man with going in 5 more feet and you will get water, he said, assured him. Here at Mehrabad there was scarcity of water all the time. You know that. It's a perennial scarcity of water. All the time. So it so happened that Adi's brother had asked him in the beginning, Baba, let there be water here. We should have water so that we can flourish and all that. Mehrabad becomes Abad, means flourished. So Baba says, dig. He pointed out somewhere. They dug, and failure. Another place, failure. Well, they continued with that, accepted the fact, there is no water. Now what happened is that this was very well known, that Baba had shown the water and there is no water. Follow? That was in the mind of his disciples. Now Baba took advantage of that little thorn that was in the mind of his disciples. So he says to them, who were all around when the man had come, he says, now look, what have we done now? That farmer from a distant village has come,
and I have blessed him with water. But suppose if water doesn't come out of the well, what will he think? What rumor will spread all around that here is a bogus person, he's a fake? It will be a terrible thing then for us. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have promised him that. And he would go on harping, you see, all the time. It's a very good example, mind you. Very good story. So, well, it went on for days together like that, that he shouldn't have said this. And what will happen? Then we'll have to leave the place. We'll be driven out of the place. And what will happen? After some time, after a fortnight or so, one morning, that same old man comes with a garland and with little sweets and his children and his wife and all a procession come there. And they prostrate before Baba and they're very happy, in a very joyous mood they come. And they pay their regard and reverence and respect and obeisance, whatever you want to call. And Baba says, what's the matter? What happened? Says Baba, true to your word and blessings, we got plenty of water. And not a 5 feet deep, just 2 feet. And we got it. Baba says, I'm very happy to hear that. And Baba tells the other disciples, you see, his faith gave him water, you see. The man, after a while, half an hour or so, he left, praising Baba. Then Baba turns to the disciples and says, it's good that that fellow found water. It is his faith that gave him the water, you see. And hearing this, Adi's brother, you know, Rustam, elder brother, he was of a fiery temperament. So he says, what do you imply by this? We have come to you leaving the whole world. We lead a dedicated life now, and you think that we don't have any faith in you? And he got so furious about the whole thing, you see. And the other disciples also were burnt up hearing this, that this stranger that has come now, and Baba says that because his faith was there, therefore he got water. What, didn't we have any faith in you?
They hadn't succeeded in getting any water.
Yes, Narabad, yes. Because of lack of faith, this is what the Mandali implied. That Baba said that his faith got him water in a well. Whereas here they dug twice and they couldn't get any water. That means they were lacking in faith. And they were furious about the whole thing. So Baba says, don't you all get upset. You all do not know how blessed you all are that I have graced you with conviction, which has nothing to do with faith. This man, had he not found water, faith can vacillate. If he had not found water, he would have said, oh, that fellow was a bogus person. But he found water because of his faith, so he was elated and very happy and praised me and left. You who have been living with me have been graced by my conviction, you see. And because of your conviction, whether your faith got you water or kept your wells dry, you didn't care. You caught hold of me. So your conviction is my grace. Whereas faith is yours. If you vacillate, well, faith can be destroyed, faith can come back, and all sorts of things are there with little miracles like this. But conviction, once you have, nothing can stand in its way. So how blessed you all are. Then they calm down. That's where Baba gives a little, it's like a little definition of what is grace, what is faith, and what is conviction.
Yes, how can faith give you water?
Huh?
The water is not there anyway.
It can do anything. Faith can move mountains. Your faith puts water in it, no? Water in the well. You don't see that.
It has to do with your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah,
the mind creates everything. The
mind
creates water.
Mind over matter, it is.
Yeah. But with conviction,
go beyond. Yeah, conviction, faith is the problem, but as far as the faith.
How can your faith bring water, you see?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
that is how it is.
Maybe she means it was always there anyway.
I mean, the water was there anyway, and the man just happened to find it. Yes. And so he was lucky.
He was lucky, very true.
This is how I see it, but is that the way you should look at it?
No, it is not that that's how you should look at it. Because there are other sides to it. A geologist, now you want to hear the other sides.
Okay.
While we were struggling here for water, and that huge well that we have dug at Mehrabad now recently, means when James Cox came over here, he got a rig from some long place, that Wadala, that missionary people, you see, they got, and he went deep and deep and deeper and deeper. Nothing happened. You know, Wadala, when you were sick, mm-hmm. we passed through that missionary town there. From there, the rig I was called, you see. Mm-hmm. So, it so happened that these people who came over there, who wanted to help us also, they found that we were disappointed, they were disappointed. There was no water. There was water struck, but all of a sudden, you see, there was a spout of water spouting, the fountain of it, and all of a sudden it subsided. Nowhere it was found. Now what's to be done now? So well, they said, don't be disappointed, don't be the... They just try to comfort us and all that. We were disappointed in the sense that, well, we spent money and poor James Cox had gone such a long distance in the summer heat. He was moving out here and there on cycle and this. Nothing was happening there. So we were distressed in the sense that, well, it's love's labor, no doubt, but if it had borne some fruit, we would have been better. It would have been better. We would have been happier. Now comes your answer to your query. So these geologists said that there are certain chances, you see, of getting water if we dynamite the hole inside, you see, and create an earthquake. So we said, what do you mean by that? He says, there is a system where we put dynamite that hole inside, you see, and then create a rupture inside the rocks there, and maybe water might flow in from some veins, you see. So that's the technical side. Technicalities are there. But what they told us is the answer to your query. They said a funny incident took place somewhere in the village where they had gone there to bore, and when they bore, they found little water over there. Then what happened? Around that bore, a farmer started digging. Because these bore holes are trial holes to find out whether there is any water inside. So when the water was found, the farmer was very happy about it, and he started digging. So the farmers, they are not rich people, so they engaged their own family to dig. They themselves do that. And they were digging it. And they went to a certain depth, and they also blasted it and all that. Because of the rocks, they have to blast the rocks to get the debris out and all that. In one of the blastings, what happened? The vein got lost. It took another turn, and that it again became dry. This man had gone, put in such labor, he went to such extent to get water so that he can farm his own land. He was so disappointed, that all in his desperation, what he did, this is the story these geologists are telling, mind you, men of science. So what he did, there was a hut, big hut there, nice farm hut there. So in his desperation, what he did is that there was nothing left now. They had become penniless through all these things. They were trying to find water, and they thought in expectation for one season, next season, they didn't even attend the farm. And there was no other way out. So it was summertime. So what they did is they got desperate. That farmer got desperate with his family. They put all that, you see, wood inside the... They filled the well with that. They dismantled the hut, they put all the wood inside it and set fire to the whole thing and says, this is the end of our lives. We leave this town, leave this district and go elsewhere. And they did go. This is just through desperation now. So what happened is that the heat cracked some rocks inside, you see. And on the fourth day, it so happened that all that debris and all that wood that was still unburnt and all that started floating. The well got so filled up with such strong stream there that found its way through some crack in the rock that people from that village went in search of the family, brought them back over here and says, here is water for you in the well. So now, had there been water, what would have happened? That was a question of faith. Now there was no water now. What had happened was that this little fake thing, you see, desperation brought water now. So just as desperation can bring water, it's not unnatural. It is there. Water is always there. Likewise, faith can also bring there, you see. But it needs some push. Faith means what? It needs some help from somebody whom you revere. Should I go further or not? You are in desperation, you leave. He was also in desperation. He would have left the place. But here, because Baba said, all right, go in for 5 feet more. It was just an encouragement for him to do it. Water is there always, you see. So that encouragement he gave. But it is his faith that made him dig for 2 hours. Because water was there, it was his faith that made him dig. Suppose if he had no faith, water is there, and had he not dug, there wouldn't have been water. So that's why it is said that his faith gave him the water. Because that his faith made him dig further. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Now you get it?
Yeah.
Scientific-minded person.
You know, it's just one of these days that I can't think, you know.
Properly.
Like I used to.
Yeah. Now you can't think. Look at the blame that she puts on us, you see. When she came here, she could think well, she said.
Yeah.
Now she can't think well.
Yeah.
I don't think
I understood
it
that much before,
but
I just said yes.
But I don't want you to say yes, yes.
I know, but I didn't, so
I had first day told you never say yes, yes to anything. You should ask. That's good that you asked. I love it. I like your questions, Karen. Don't we say after they leave? Yeah. Always I ask them to ask questions, and you are the one who always stands there to ask me questions. I like it.
I was silent all last day. Last time I was here, I was too silent. Then I went home, I got all these questions.
So then ask.
Yeah.
Whatever I can answer, I'll tell you. When I don't answer, I don't know the answer, I'll say, I don't know it. So I don't lose anything. There's no prestige involved here with me. If I know it, I'll say that, yes, it is. So if I don't know, I'll say, no, I don't know. So I don't mind anybody asking any questions. I can share whatever I know, I'll share it with you. So this is how it is. But faith does give, it can move mountains also. There's that fine story about Shirin and Farad, you know. It's a famous thing that Farad fell in love with the empress of his kingdom. He was an ordinary quarry man, you see, Farad. You know that story of Farad and Shirin?
I don't. No.
It happened in Persia, you see. So one day, you know, these people, the women don't show their faces to men, you see, and especially the empress and the princesses, of course, they are well guarded and all that sort. But it so happened, being a laborer, you see, one day he confronts the beauty of the empress and he falls in love with the empress, an ordinary person. How is it possible now? What to do with the flow of his love for her? So he got mad, because he had really fallen in love with the empress, Shirin. Wherever he went, he turned his face, he saw the face of that woman. What can he do? He turned anywhere and he saw Shirin, and he got so mad after it. All the time he would utter, Shirin, 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 Shirin. People started saying that he has gone mad, and they ridiculed him. The news reached the emperor. What to do now? It was very embarrassing for the emperor and for the empress. For a commoner to fall in love with the empress means what? So what to do now? So one of the wise guys over there, you know, they suggested a little solution. He says, well, let us harness his madness. And there's no water over here. And Shirin likes to have flow of water near her palace, you see. So tell him there is a big river there, some miles and miles away. So if he can harness the water of that river and get it across the range of mountains there and get to the palace, a canal, well, then the emperor would think of parting with his empress for him. And this news reached him, and he started his work. And history has recorded, mind you, it's not a fable. And he got the stream near the cave palace. And he did a miracle there, physically. He got it. And they were frightened. Now what to do? They were now more embarrassed than before. So then the same wise guy comes to the rescue of the emperor and says, well, he has done, no doubt, he has done a wonderful job, and he deserves all credit and all that, but that doesn't mean that you should part with your empress now. He says, but how can I go back on my word as an emperor? He says, no, but what, these are commoners, you see. They have their love craze and all that. So what is to be done? He says, nothing. He'll forget about it. What we'll do is just spread rumors, you see, that she is ill and that she has died. So then they started. Now within a week, there would have been a canal passing by the palace gate, you see. He had come so close. So they started spreading the rumors, you see. Do you know, not to him, but in his hearing, people would say, do you know, king is very sad, Shirin is ill. Next day, she's very ill. Third day, serious. Fifth day, she died. When he heard this, he put that pickaxe on his head and died there. So he had faith in his love, so he could bring water there to the palace gate. But there was no water there, eh, Karen? No natural spring. If he had dug, he can't get water there. But his faith brought that water. Now another story about how faith gives a treasure to a person. Do you know that story? He had faith in his dream. There is a story about a certain person who industrious person, tried his best to earn wealth, a little, make both ends meet and to have something spare for him and his family. But then luck was against him. So he didn't know what to do. So he prayed to the Lord to help him to get some treasure. So his prayers were answered because he had faith in his prayers. So how were his prayers answered? He saw a dream. What was in his dream? He is directed in his dream to go to Rome. From Egypt he was sent to Rome. To go to Rome, here is he sees in a dream a certain street, and when he goes to the street, then he's led to a certain alley, and there he reaches the place there. And there, if he were to dig, he would find a treasure. And the dream started repeating once, twice. He thought it was a dream. Dream? What is it? From Egypt to go to Rome in those days means what? No. Then he developed faith in his dream. So then he had faith in his dream, which made him leave Egypt to Rome. So he goes to Rome. Did you hear the story before from me? No. So then when he goes to Rome, there is an upheaval there. There are riots over there. You see? And what happens is that he is caught in a melee there. And there are people who are being flogged and are driven out, and the constabulary is there at work and all that. Eventually he's caught there. As a stranger, he is the cause of inciting public feelings or something. He's a stranger over there. Caught and brought to the police station there. The police now, the chief of the police now, is interrogating him in the night. He says, what brought you over here? He says, I am only a humble person. I live with all my faith, you see, in the Lord. And I don't want to interfere with any politics or anything. I have nothing to do. Then what brought you here? He says, it's my dream that brought me here. Why? So he tells his story, that how he was after finding a treasure and how a certain dream was haunting him. So this police chief, scoffing at him, says, if I were to place faith in dream, I would have gone to Egypt, because past 1 month I am having a dream that I should go to Egypt and get more treasure. Do you mean to say that if you were to see dreams, you get treasures? So you know what dream I got? And then he is describing his dream now to this ordinary person who has gone to Rome. And you know what he describes? The same street where he lived, the nearby alley there, the same hut in which he used to live, is described in the dream by that police officer and says, there I am told to dig under that particular pillar that is there that supports the... He is just... He's astonished, amazed. He says, that's my own house. So he was given a good thrashing and he was sent back, you see. He says, get out from this country, get out! So he goes. He kept faith in his dream. His dream gave him all the suffering, but eventually it was rewarded in his own house. So he says, what is there in that faith, you see? The treasure was there, he got it. But because of his faith, he was driven from one country to another country, got into this sad plight, and then he returned and he got the treasure. Because of faith, not because the treasure was there.